It's 17 past one. Jesse Mulligan with you on RNZ National. An Auckland City Mission today released a new piece of research looking at something called food insecurity. The mission says that it's the most significant academic work it's done in the past 5 years. General Manager of Social Services Helen Robinson oversaw the survey and joins me now to talk a bit about it. Hi there, Helen.
Hello, Jesse.
So, first question, what is food insecurity?
So food insecurity is kind of a phrase that we use to describe what happens to people when they don't have enough appropriate food. And we just use it to differentiate from the word hunger, because I might miss lunch today and be hungry, but the reality is I have enough resource to get the food that I need when I would like it. So food insecurity is about not having enough appropriate food.
Sort of unavoidable hunger, I suppose.
Absolutely. Hunger where people have no option, I think, is really the reality, and just don't have the resource to get what they need.
As someone at Auckland City Mission, don't you know the scale of this problem? Why did you want to do research on it?
We do know the scale, and I think the invitation through the research is actually to invite Aotearoa to know the scale of the problem. One of the things that we're really conscious of in this marketplace is that we need evidence to back up what we know to be true. Mm. And we obviously, in any one year, meet literally thousands of people who are coming and asking for food. And over time, they've told us about the fact of how it impacts them, what it does to their sense of well-being, how much pressure they're under, how often it's occurring to them. And we needed some way to measure that so that we could encourage a conversation at a national level about a reality we're so worried about and that we have a growing concern about.
This is a bit of a topic of expertise for you, Helen. You completed a master's thesis in food insecurity. A separate piece of research than this one, or the same, related?
No, it was. This is that research.
Yeah, okay.
So we had the gift of doing the mission, kind of combining the mission and Auckland University to get the best of both of those worlds so that we could offer this to the world.
Okay, so it stands up, this research. How did you do it?
What we did is, in the last 6 months of last year, is that through our places, so here in Central City, Auckland, and our partner organisations where food is distributed, when people came in to ask for a food parcel, we asked them would they consider entering or filling in a survey. And 705 people filled in that survey over that time period, which represents about 10% of the people who came to us asking for food. And we asked them a couple of things. We asked them, most importantly, to describe the severity or how often that they were experiencing this reality of not having enough money for food. And one of the stark things that even surprised me, Jesse, if I was honest, is that people who were coming in told us that it was once a week that they were going without food, that they were reducing the quality of the food they were eating, that they were skipping meals, that they were significantly under pressure and stress because they didn't have enough money for the food that they needed for them and their family. And then we also asked them about the impact that this had on them. So what did this do to their emotional well-being, and what kind of distress or psychological distress were they under because of this? And the data from the survey has enabled us to show that there is a clear link. It's so clear, clear as day, between the reality of food insecurity and the impact that that has on people, particularly the distress that they suffer and a reduced sense of emotional well-being.
So it's happening regularly. Is a typical sort of person that you spoke to, have they been dealing with these sorts of issues for a decent amount of time?
Yeah, it's a really good question. What we found is that over 40% of the people who were coming had been suffering this reality for somewhere between 2 to 5 years. So there's lots of people who are suffering, and they're suffering for a long time. And in fact, the whole thing that kind of kicked this off for me is that I've been here at the mission for a number of years, and you may have, you know, heard about what happens at Christmas time here and the queues of people. And part of my job is to literally be in those queues and be talking to people and part of that process of the food distribution. And it's deeply, deeply disturbing to be in a queue and part of a group of hundreds of people who are coming to queue for a food parcel that if I went out and bought it today would cost me $62. And it forced me to really, really question what is going on in our country. And I went back to the computer, as many of us do, and I just literally typed to Google, what is food insecurity in New Zealand? And it took me to the last time that we've measured food insecurity as a country, which was in 2008-2009, which is over 10 years ago, obviously. And at that point, it was 7% of New Zealand that is food insecure. And today, through this research and all the learning and the evidence that we've gathered, is we believe the best of what we understand is that there is about 10% of New Zealand today that does not have enough money for food. So we're talking about 500,000 people. It's a significant and serious issue in our midst.
That sounds like it's slightly outside the scope of your research if you're just talking to people who are coming to the mission anyway, or are you doing some separate research on the sort of population as a whole?
Part of the gift of a master's is you've obviously got to go and do a literature review and see what's out there. And one of the things that I became particularly interested in was about measuring food insecurity. And that is what took me to, or have we measured it in New Zealand before? And the last time that we have done that is in 2008-2009, was led by the work of a woman called Dr. Winston Parnell, who actually designed a specific way to measure food insecurity in New Zealand. And it was her work that said that it was 7,000 people. Now, obviously, the world has changed significantly then, Jesse.
7% of people, rather, right? I think you said 7,000 people, but...
Sorry, 7% people,
yes.
Sorry.
Just so people can keep up, yeah.
7% of people then. Yeah, sorry, Jesse.
No.
7% of people then. And I wish that we had a report now that could actually say, look, food insecurity nationally is at this level. And in fact, one of the calls of the Auckland City Mission is for a biannual measurement of food insecurity. We need to have a really good sense regularly of what's going on. And particularly if any specific intervention actually is creating an impact. And if we're not measuring it, we just don't know what's going on.
People will probably be able to guess the answer to this question, sadly, but does food insecurity affect certain demographics of people more than others?
It certainly does, Jesse. And one of the moving things about this research generally and certainly the survey that we did is that it's overwhelmingly women who are bearing the burden of poverty in our country, particularly women raising children and women raising children alone. That it is that group of people that are suffering worst. And in fact, I would say the most food insecure person in our country is a mother raising children alone. The evidence, not in this, but in other reports that I've read, is that it is a mother who will reduce what she's eating, certainly the quality and the quantity of the food, and will go without food so that her children can eat and not suffer that reality. Māori and Pacifica people as well are significantly overrepresented. And in the survey that we did here, 2/3 of the people who came seeking support for food were Māori.
And Pacifica people too, huh?
Absolutely. So they were overrepresented, Pacifica people, compared to the population generally.
Are the solutions complicated?
To be honest, no, on one level. What we found when we listened to people, and certainly in the evidence throughout our country and internationally, is that the driver of food insecurity is lack of income. One of the things that we constantly hear at the mission is, oh, people are like this because they spend their money badly, or they're doing this or this or this with their money. Where actually the reality is that the people that we know in our experience that we're talking to are incredibly good budgeters, very resilient, very able, capable people. There's just not enough money coming in against what needs to go out. And I think particularly in the sense of the housing issue that our country is facing at the moment and the disproportionate cost people have to pay for housing. So the answer is to raise income levels. And I think the call of the mission today is to encourage everyone towards a living wage and to enact the Welfare Expert Advisory Group's recommendation to raise the level of the Social Security benefits.
If we
raise income, that would make a big difference.
Thank you, Helen. Nice to chat with you. General Manager of Social Services, Helen Robinson from Auckland City Mission, with some new research today. Really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, Jesse. Thank you for the call.
And if you're interested in that interview, I would ask you to consider it in tandem with the conversation I'm going to have with Daniel Markovitz from Yale after 3 o'clock about the myth of meritocracy in Western societies. He talks about the US, but we will chat about New Zealand as well and how it might apply here.